It's always a shock when you hurt me. You're so sweet to me the rest of the time. You stroke my hair. You tell me I'm such a good girl. You hold me securely in your arms. You slide your hand into my cunt with a practiced ease that astonishes me. You feel so gentle otherwise. Some people carry an aura of violence around them. With you, it is entirely the opposite. It seems impossible that anything scary could happen when I'm in your arms. Until it does. You shift slightly, and the split second of tension in your muscles is really no warning at all. You knot your fingers into my hair and push me face down into the sofa. A sharp pull of my hips sees me in the first of many positions that underline my vulnerability. Your fingertips give the briefest of strokes across my cunt. It is, of course, already slick. You talk to me all the time while you use me. A steady stream of sweetness and meanness and filth. The hands that held me so carefully moments ago become brutal now. The crack of your palm against my ass is loud and resonant. The pain that follows each blow layers on top of the last until I am entirely lost in hurting. Being beaten by hand like this feels so intimate. I don't enjoy the pain at all, but knowing that you do, and that each instant of contact brings you pleasure, makes me mournful when you stop. You stay there, you tell me, and leave me exposed and raw and bereft for just long enough that I'm afraid. I don't know what you bring with you when you return, but the sudden pressure against my cunt tells me it's some kind of toy, a dildo maybe? It is firm and insistent, as are you, as you slide it inside me. It's just too much to be comfortable for me. I grimace and hear your murmur of pleasure and approval. You flip me over and I flinch and try to squirm away just a little as you begin to fuck me with it. Your hand around my throat makes me stop, and I understand that however uncomfortable it is, however much it hurts me, you want me to be still and submit to this intrusion. Tears beginning to stream down my face, I really do try not to pull away. Not that it would make any difference, pinned as I am. Leaving the dildo lodged too deeply inside me, you kneel over my chest. Your fingers gently pull on my chin and I open my lips, already hungry to taste you. Your cock is so beautiful, thick and glistening with pre-cum. For a brief moment, this is a reward for the pain. And then, predictably, you use this too to hurt me. A shift of your weight slides your cock into the back of my throat. I splutter and gag. I can take this, I tell myself. I can cope. You push just a little further and I know I can't. I try to think myself into being just a hole for you, a receptacle, but I can't breathe. I panic. I try to push you back. Predictably, you laugh at me and move not an inch. You allow a lifetime to pass before you shift your hips again, and I gasp for air around you. You slap me sharply on the cheek twice as you withdraw from my throat, and then almost preternaturally smoothly turn around to face my cunt. "You know what I want," you tell me. Hesitantly, at first, I probe your asshole with my tongue. You begin to pump the dildo in my cunt in time and allow a rhythm to settle between us. The shock when you jerk the dildo out of me entirely is eclipsed by the pain of your hand striking my already sensitive labia. I scream into your ass and hear you chuckle in amusement and pleasure. Of course, you do it again. Humiliation and joy at being useful to you battle within me until I really don't know what I feel. When you finally fuck me, I am so grateful to have you inside me that the pain as your cock stretches my asshole feels a small price to pay. Gratitude and pain seem always to be mixed together like this somehow. You alternate between seeming to enjoy my pained moans and sobbing, and being annoyed enough by them that you smother me with a pillow. In the stifling dark, feeling my insides being torn apart, all I can do is long for you to come. But inevitably, when you do stop, I wish you had continued. You slide behind me, your arms circling around me. "Stroke your clit for me now," you tell me. Holding me as my orgasm builds, you tell me I'm such a good girl. I'm a silly, desperate little slut. This is what I am for. Taking all these things for you, you tell me. As I come, shuddering in your arms, I really would take anything for you. Your satisfaction is possessive in these moments. "That's my good little girl," you murmur in my ear, curling my hand around one of your fingers. My reply hovers unvoiced between us, and I feel your cock pushing into me again.